Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's day 15 of Napod Pomo, November the 15th, 2010. This is my audio boo. There's been a bit of a reduction in the number of boos being published recently. Maybe I need to look elsewhere for podcast posts from Andy Taylor and RTUK. Or maybe they've just not had the time to boo. But good old Floyd UK has been consistently booing away, and with, you know, his usual high standard of intelligent, thought-provoking audio boos. And likewise with Purari and Syzygy, who's not even declared as a Napod Pomo participant, is posting quite frequently, which is marvellous. Anyway, I'm driving home at the moment, and I'm speaking very strangely, aren't I? Just be normal, Simon. Stop speaking strangely. Driving home, and I've bitten the bullet, as it were, and declared myself a Movember participant. I didn't realise the rules were that you were supposed to You're supposed to shave your beard off every day, or well, I suppose every other day, whatever. But keep the beard, you know, away and only grow your top lip. Didn't realise that was the rules. I was just not shaving and growing a beard and thinking at some point I would be, my top lip would be covered enough that I would be able to shave off the beard and then have a passable moustache. But so for some reason looked up the rules and no, you're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to so anyway, shaved off the beard now then and just got this ridiculous thin wispy moustache, and I guess I need to keep it up. I've registered on the Movember website and tweeted out the address for people to go on there and give donations, really, for it's all about raising money for prostate cancer, isn't it? Which is a worthwhile cause. So all those boo buddies out there, please do go onto my MoSpace and donate for the upkeep of my moustache. Have a look on Twitter. Twitter.com/Simon_Toon is the location of my Movember MoSpace. What else can I say? Not a lot, really. We had a power cut today in our town. Apparently, I got a phone call from my lovely wife to say, help, we need to phone up. Perversely, we get our electricity from a gas company. And we get our gas and electricity from this particular gas company. And so it's a bit weird when you try and phone them up and they say, oh no, we don't do that. You have to report that to someone else. So I ended up phoning up another energy company that are actually responsible for the electricity infrastructure. And it turned out that there was a widespread issue that was affecting the whole town. And that's why we didn't have electricity. So for 1 minute there, it looked like I was going to get pizza from our local pizza shop. But then the electricity came back. I phoned up and found all that stuff out. But yeah, then Jana let me know that the electricity was back again, and so therefore she was going to cook. So I'm just going to pull into the house now, and there'll be a lovely meal waiting for me, no doubt. Pizza is nice, but Jana's homemade cooking is also absolutely lovely. So that's something to look forward to. So I shall turn off my motor car and turn off the lights and unplug my iPhone from the charger, and I shall sign off. I'll stop recording and I'll sign off. So thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I hope to hear from you all a lot more in the next few days. Please, if you've fallen off the Napod Pomo bandwagon, don't be ashamed. Just jump straight back on again. You'll feel better for it. Toodle-boo!